Time to take a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers here for this Monday, August the 10th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman here on the Red River Farm Network, and we are joined by Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossi. And Dan, looking at these markets today, it was kind of a quiet session. We ended up, looks like, mostly on the positive side, though, in the grain markets.
Well, we did, Jamie, and it really was led off by wheat overnight. So the wheat market has had difficulty sustaining either breaks or rallies. But a lot of traders are looking forward to the USDA report that's out on Wednesday and trying to manage a risk. So it's all about pre-report positioning. That kind of gave us a choppy, low-volume type of day. We'll be looking at crop conditions this evening, maybe being steady or slightly lower, but other than that, it's USDA and whether or not we find additional acres from the Farm Service Agency, which will key the report and kind of give us price trends then as we head into the harvest.
Looking over at the livestock market, generally positive day over there as well.
Yeah, we did. We got cash cattle that are expected to trade higher again this week, maybe $1 to $3 is the talk early week. The beef market seems to be hanging together. So the discount of the board basically gave us a bounce. If cash does trade a couple higher this week, we'll add to that. But at the moment, again, we're watching very carefully what's going on down in terms of the border with Mexico. Still no indication that additional portals will be open. So that's given the bullish trader a little heart, if you will, to be buyers here of the break. And hog prices are basically trying to make a seasonal top, and then we'll turn lower as cash prices start to erode after the Labor Day holiday.
Market analysis from Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossi. That's a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers for this Monday, August the 10th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.